Hello, everyone. We're glad you joined us for another of our stories.
That we are, Aunt Sue. This rather unusual story is adapted from the Bible, Genesis chapter 24. I call it
A Strange Romance.
And Abraham was old and well stricken in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Only a short time remained for Abraham and Sarah to be together, and by this time, Isaac, the promised son, was past 35 years of age.
Sarah, I've been thinking.
What's so unusual about that, Abraham? No.
I've been thinking about our son, Isaac.
Well, that's all you've been thinking about ever since he was born, dear. The point is, do you have any new thoughts about Isaac?
Yes, it's time he was getting married.
Married? Isaac? Oh, he isn't old enough, Abraham.
He's past 35.
Oh, but he's still my baby.
You're a typical mother.
Did Isaac say he wants to get married?
No.
Good. That settles it, then. He won't get married.
But I told him I thought he should.
Abraham, you didn't.
Yes, I most certainly did. I was married, you remember, at about his age.
Oh, but there's no young lady available like a... whom Isaac could marry.
You were right the first time, Sarah, dear. There isn't anyone like you around for Isaac to marry.
And you certainly don't want an inferior daughter-in-law, do you?
Most certainly not.
Well, then?
Isaac was very cooperative.
Cooperative? Well, about what?
Letting me select a wife for him.
Well, all right, Abraham, out with it.
Oh, out with what?
Well, I know you. You have something on your mind. Now, what is it? Come on, what's on your mind?
I'm going to send to Mesopotamia for a wife for Isaac.
Mesopotamia? Well, now, who's back there in Mesopotamia who you think is good enough for Isaac?
Well, I'm certainly not going to let Isaac marry an idol worshipper.
Why don't you just let things go for a while, dear? Things will work out all right without your help.
We are getting old, Sarah, and Isaac's affections are strong. He's gentle and yielding in disposition. If he married some young lady who did not fear God, he'd be in danger of sacrificing principle for the sake of peace and harmony.
You've talked to Isaac about that?
I have.
Well, just what did he say?
He was satisfied to leave the matter entirely in my hands. He also believes, and rightly so, that God himself will direct in the matter of choosing this wife for him.
You won't let the matter drop for a while?
Well, for a while, if you wish it.
Well, when the time comes, you're going to Mesopotamia and look around for a wife for him.
No, I said I would send to Mesopotamia.
Send? Send who, pray tell?
Well, Eliezer. Oh, Sarah, dear, you must remember that Isaac is a man, not a child, and we will have to give him up someday to some young lady. And we might as well do it now as later, now, while we're alive, to guide and direct.
All right, Abraham. Just as you say.
The day never came for Sarah to witness the marriage of Isaac, for at the age of 127, she passed away. One day, about 3 years later,
Eliezer.
Yes, master.
You are my oldest and most trusted servant.
Thank you, master.
You are a man of piety, experienced and of sound judgment.
Yes, master.
Do you approve of marriage, Eliezer?
Very highly, master. Between the right two people.
Ah, but how can one be sure one is making the right choice?
Well, it's a chance young people have to take, master.
Then you don't approve of romance?
But I do, master. Indeed, I do.
But it's the custom of our time for parents to choose the bride and make the marriage arrangements.
Ah, yes, master. But parents must not choose one whom their son cannot love. In the bestowal of their affections, youth must be guided by the superior judgment and experience of God-fearing parents. Then the engagement and marriage can be successful.
I can see that my confidence in you, Eliezer, was not misplaced.
Yes, Master.
Sarah, Isaac's mother, is dead. Before I die, I want to arrange for Isaac's engagement and marriage.
Yes, Master.
And I want and need your help. First, I want you to make a solemn oath that you will not let Isaac take a wife of the Canaanites, but rather choose a maiden from my family in Mesopotamia.
Me, Master?
In case I die before all the arrangements are made.
Oh, yes, Master.
I'm going to send you to Mesopotamia to find a wife for Isaac.
But I'm just a servant, Master.
Yes, I realize, Eliezer, that I am giving you a difficult and delicate undertaking, but you can do it. God will be with you and help you. The Lord of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, shall send his angel before thee and search out the right wife for my son. You will leave for Mesopotamia within the week. You prepare yourself for the journey. I shall see that the gifts are made ready.
Ten camels, Master? Why so many?
For the bridal party that shall return with you, Eliezer.
I'd forgotten about that.
Just be sure she's a fit bride for Isaac.
Yes, Master.
You better depart now, Eliezer.
Yes, Master. Oh, Gerard, start up the camels.
God's blessing and speed be with thee, Eliezer. Oh,
thank you, Master.
After many days, Eliezer, with the 10 camels, many costly gifts, and a retinue of servants, approached the city of Nahor in Mesopotamia.
Beautiful country, Mesopotamia.
Oh, surely is. And look at that city of Nahor, will you? Did you ever see such beauty?
Say, Eliezer, look over there. All the women, what are they doing?
Oh, that's the city well. The womenfolk of the city go there to draw water for their families and flocks.
Well, why don't we stop there? Seems like as good a place as any to start our search.
Yes, we will stop there. But first I want to pray and ask the Master's God to be with me. Oh, stop the camels, Gerard. O Lord, God of Master Abraham, I pray unto thee, send me good speed and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, O Lord, I stand near this well where the daughters of Nahor come out to draw water. Let it come to pass, O Lord, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher that I may drink, if she shall answer and say, drink, and I will give thy camels to drink also, let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. Thereby, O Lord, shall I know that thou hast showed me the right damsel, and that thou hast showered kindness upon my master Abraham. Thank you, O Lord God of Abraham. Amen.
Eliezer, I think that there is one of the most beautiful girls I have ever seen. I imagine Mistress Sarah looked like that when she was young.
Oh, which one, Gerard?
She's wearing a red frock and a blue headdress.
Oh, yes, I see her. Yeah. Oh, she is beautiful.
And well-mannered, too. See how she smiles and how courteous she is to the other girls. Ah, she's quality folk, I imagine. Just like Mistress Sarah. Are you going to ask her for a drink like you said in your prayer?
If she comes in this direction.
I hope she's the right one for Isaac. He'd love her. And we'll soon know in which direction she's going. She's putting the pitcher of water on her shoulder and... she is coming in this direction.
You stay here, Gerard. I'll go down to meet her. Pardon, ma'am, but I'm very thirsty. Let me drink of thy pitcher, I pray thee.
Gladly, sir.
Here, let me help you lower the pitcher.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, it's good water. Cool and refreshing.
Your camels, sir, they must be thirsty. I will be happy to water them also.
That's very kind of you, ma'am. Whose daughter art thou, ma'am?
I am the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son.
May I present you with these?
Oh, jewels, rings, bracelets. Oh, they're beautiful, sir. But what are they for?
They're yours, ma'am, for the kindness you have shown me and my camels.
Oh, but sir, it is customary in this country to give water to strangers.
You will accept these small gifts?
Well, it is not considered polite to refuse gifts.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. And if it please you, would you tell me your name?
Rebecca, sir.
Rebecca? I make bold to inquire if it is possible for me and my men to partake of your hospitality for the night.
I have not that authority, sir, but I shall hasten home and ask my father.
You are very kind, Rebecca.
I'll be back short. Begging your pardon, sir, but may I tell my father who asks for hospitality?
I am a servant, a trusted servant of Prince Abraham. He is your great uncle.
Uncle Abraham? The same one who used to live here? Brother of my grandfather Nahor?
The same, Mistress Rebecca.
I'll tell father.
A wonderful young lady. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, thank thee for leading me to the right damsel. Thou art a great and wise God above all.
And see these rings and bracelets? He gave them to me.
A stranger gave you all those? Why?
Because he appreciated my help. I gave him and his camels water to drink.
That's nothing unusual, surely nothing that warrants such expensive gifts. Rebecca, are you sure you didn't encourage the man to give you this jewelry?
No, Father, I did not.
Maven, what do you make of it?
Well, perhaps where he comes from, it is customary to give such things in appreciation of kindness.
Where did he come from, Rebecca?
He didn't say, Father. But I know who the man is, at least who he said he is.
Who did the man say he is?
He said that he is a servant of Abraham.
Abraham?
The Abraham from Canaan? Son, go to him and bring him here at once.
Yes, Father.
Welcome to our fair city, Eliezer. It is a special honor to have you with us. Tell me, Eliezer, how is Abraham?
Well, as can be expected, sir, seeing that he is 140 years old.
That old? My, it doesn't seem like he's been gone for almost 75 years. And my nephew, Lot, he went with Abraham to the land of Canaan. How is he?
Fine, sir.
Father, Mother says supper is waiting. Yes.
We'll be right there, Rebecca. I shouldn't have kept you chatting, Eliezer. Rather, you should have rested and been refreshed before supper.
Oh, it's quite all right, sir.
Then come, Eliezer. We shall partake of food.
With your indulgence, sir, I'd rather not eat until I have made known my mission.
Your mission? I wondered why you came to Mesopotamia.
It is so important to Master Abraham that I would not be doing my full duty unless I fulfill that mission before satisfying my own needs.
No wonder Abraham trusts you and sent you on so important an errand. And it has something to do with me, I gather.
Yes, sir. Sir, my Master Abraham has a son named Isaac, and
I was wondering if Abraham had any children.
Isaac is his only child, sir, born to Sarah in their old age. Master Abraham was 100, and Mistress Sarah 90.
My, my. Must have been a miracle.
Yes, sir. Anyway, sir, Master Abraham said to me, "Go to Mesopotamia, and from among my kindred there..." The very first young lady I approached and asked for a drink gave it to me and also offered to water my camels.
Then I gave her the gifts.
My daughter, Rebecca?
Yes, sir.
You expect my daughter to go back with you to become Isaac's wife?
The Lord has pointed her out as his chosen one for Isaac's wife. And Master Abraham said unto me, The Lord my God will send his angel before thee to prosper thy way, and thou shalt find a wife for my son among my kindred.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Oh, I beg of you, sir, for my Master Abraham's sake, deal kindly with me, and tell me if thy daughter Rebecca will return to Canaan and become Isaac's wife, or if she will not. If not, then I shall continue on my way and look further for a wife for Isaac.
The thing, Father, surely is of God.
Yes, son, it is. Eliezer, take Rebecca, my daughter, and let her become Isaac's wife, as the Lord has spoken.
And it came to pass, when Eliezer heard these words, he bowed himself down and worshipped the Lord God of heaven. Finishing his prayer of thanksgiving, Eliezer brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and costly raiment and gave them to Rebekah.
Oh, Uncle Abraham must be a very wealthy man.
Oh, he is probably the wealthiest man in all his country. And he has willed all that he has to his son Isaac.
Is he handsome?
Isaac? Oh, I think he's very handsome. But more important, he's a good man. Kind, considerate, loyal, true, and a hard worker.
And Eliezer gave to Rebekah's parents and brother many precious and costly gifts. And they made a feast for Eliezer and the men with him, and they did eat and drink. Rising early the next morning, Eliezer said,
Permit me to be on my way this morning, so that I may go immediately to my master Abraham.
You are going to take my daughter away so quickly.
I think that Rebecca should remain here with us for a little while to make preparations for the marriage.
Yes, at least 10 days.
After all, this is all very sudden.
I understand and appreciate your feelings in the matter, but the matter is urgent. My master Abraham will be awaiting my return, and at his age, anything could happen.
Why don't we ask Rebecca and see what she thinks? Laban, call your sister.
Here I am, Father.
Rebecca, Eliezer wishes to take you to Canaan right away, this morning.
But we want you to stay here for a while, Rebecca, at least for 10 days.
Whatever you wish, daughter, so shall it be. Will you go with this man?
I will go. Deborah?
Yes, Mistress Rebecca.
I am going to a far country to marry my cousin Isaac.
So it has been whispered among the servants, my mistress.
You wish to go with me?
I am your nurse, your servant, mistress. I will go where you go.
I'll release you, free you if you wish.
No, mistress. I shall go where you go.
Thank you, Deborah. Help my handmaidens pack, will you? We depart within the hour.
Yes, mistress.
May the Lord bless you, my daughter, and make you a good wife to Isaac, son of Abraham.
And remember, Rebecca, you are my sister. May you be the mother of a great nation.
All right, Gerard. Let's be on our way.
Goodbye, Rebecca. Do let us know how you get along, dear. We'll be so anxious about you.
Goodbye, my daughter.
Goodbye, my sister.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
And Rebecca and her damsels rode upon the camels. And Eliezer took them on the way towards Canaan. Meanwhile, in the south country of Canaan, Isaac, taking care of his father's sheep, mumbles to himself.
Eliezer's been gone long enough to get there and back. I wonder if he's found a wife for me. I hope she will be as beautiful as mother was. When they get back, they will go to father's place and bear sheep, but not here.
Romeo? Romeo!
I'd better go home or I'll miss them.
Romeo, I'm going to Father's place in Beersheba. Take care of everything here while I'm gone, will you?
Oh, don't blame you, my son. I was nervous and worried, too, when I got married.
But, Father, maybe something happened to them.
Nothing's happened, my son.
Then why aren't they here?
Eliezer's scarcely been gone long enough to get straight there and look around, much less get back. Remember, it's a long way to Mesopotamia.
Maybe he couldn't find the right girl to be my wife.
I know God wants you to get married. It's the only way. His promise of seed as innumerable as the sands of the sea is to be fulfilled. God will lead Eliezer to the right young lady. And it'll be nice having grandchildren.
When do you think Eliezer will arrive, Father?
Son, it won't do any good to worry. Calm down. Perhaps it would be well if you went out to the west pasture and checked with the chief shepherd there. That will take your mind off Eliezer and ease your worry.
All right, Father.
Meanwhile, the caravan of 10 camels, led by Eliezer, is drawing closer and closer to Beersheba.
Tired, Mistress Rebecca?
Slightly.
Perhaps we'd better stop and make camp for the night.
How near are we to the home of Isaac?
Oh, we're almost there, Mistress Rebecca. See those sheep? They belong to Master Abraham.
I keep wondering what he's like.
Oh, he's a wonderful man, Mistress Rebecca.
Do you think he'll love me?
Oh, you mean Master Isaac? Oh, yes, Mistress Rebecca. Master Isaac will love you. And I'm sure everyone will. Master Abraham, everyone.
Oh, Eliezer, I'm so afraid I'll say or do the wrong thing.
Just be your natural, sweet self, Mistress Rebecca. I've been with the family since long before Master Isaac was born. I know them as well as anyone in this world, and I know they will love you.
Eliezer, ahead of us there. Looks like someone walking.
Yes, surely looks like it. And whoever it is coming in this direction. I wonder who...
Who would come to meet us way out here in the fields?
Oh, well, it could just be your future husband.
Isaac?
That, Mistress Rebecca, is Isaac, son of Abraham. He is coming to meet us.
Eliezer, stop the camels so I can dismount.
Gerard, stop the camels.
Help. I'm nervous, Eliezer.
Of course you are, Mistress Rebecca. But you just leave everything to me.
Eliezer told Isaac all that had happened and all that he had done, and how God had answered his prayer. Holy Scripture says, "And Isaac took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death."